Hey, Pastor David Amson here. Here we are once again in the middle of our At the Movies series. So if you have been able to join us live, you've been watching the movies with us. If not, I just want to apologize. We can't post-produce these due to copyright laws. And of course, kind of being a church and being legal, well, that's a big deal to us. So this week we watched the Lego Movie, the original. Not that Batman one, you know, with his lobster thermidors, or the Ninjago that my kids actually find really funny. Actually, it's the original movie with Emmett. So if you haven't seen it, I encourage you to go see it. If you have seen it, then you're going to want me to sing the song, Everything is Awesome. That's right. I just put an earworm in your ear, and I apologize for that. But let's be honest, everything is awesome. Why? Because Emmett, this Lego character, he just thought the world was great. But in reality, he was just a very normal person. He got up in the morning, he washed his hair, he overpriced coffee, went to his job, did he was supposed to, greeted his friends, cheered for the local sports team. He knew how it all worked. But that is, there is one problem with that when it comes to our faith. You're not regular. No such thing as. Ephesians 2:10 says this, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. You are uniquely made." You're God's handiwork. There is no one like you. And I know this is a kind of tried and true way to say it. No one has a thumbprint like you. No one has the same eye scan as you. Why? You're uniquely made to show off God's handiwork. And actually, if there was another one just like you, one of you are useless. God doesn't duplicate on something like that. God is an original handy worker. And so you're not here on accident. You're not an oops baby. You weren't here because someone chose not to throw you away or I'll give you up for adoption. Here's the thing. I think you are uniquely made to be here in this moment, living to find something. And here's what you need to find: your purpose, your identity. Your identity in the handiwork that God gave you. Now, you could be sitting there going, you don't know my life, you don't know what I've been through, you don't know what I'm going through currently. Listen, again, if you go back and watch the Lego movie, you see this. There are some people that aren't rejoicing that this Lego character, Emmett, is finding out that he's special. Well, not everyone will celebrate with you on those days. Actually, some people will attack you. But you got to hold on to the scripture that we find in the Old Testament, Jeremiah 29:11. It says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, the plans for you to do good and not disaster, to give you a future and hope." If you're sitting here and you're going, boy, you don't understand the disaster that I'm under. You don't understand the conflict that I'm going through you. God wants to say this, you may be feeling like you're in captivity right now, but the reality is I have a future for you full of hope, full of joy, full of excitement, full of destiny. And that only happens, why? Because you realize that you're special. But when I say that you're special, you're not special by yourself, although you are. You're uniquely made to be a part of something greater. So if you just look at me right now, or if you're just listening to the audio format of this, put your hand forward, right? You have a hand, you have some fingers, you have a thumb, you have a wrist, you have an elbow, you have some biceps, triceps, you have all these different parts of your body. And here's the thing, all of these things are unique, but they work because they function together. You know, you never ask one part of your body to do what it can't. I don't open my mouth and say, see into the future. Why? You can't do that. That's not what a mouth is made for. The mouth is made for talking like I am now. It's made for eating food like I did just a little bit ago. But it's all unique. But guess what? The eye, the arms, the hand wouldn't have strength if the mouth didn't do his job. And so in your life, if you want to find out where you are most unique at, you need to get connected to something greater than you. And I'd say it this way, the body of Christ. Did you know it's called that? Did you know we actually call it the body of Christ? Because there's many different functions, there's many different parts, but it's all to serve the one whole. And so I don't know if you've seen the Lego movie. If not, this may not make much sense. But see, Emmett, even though he found himself around a lot of people that were just like him, well, they were master builders, he was not yet. I'd say this. Emmett still didn't believe that he was something special. He actually started believing a lie, if you would believe that. Even though Romans 12 says, man, I've given teachers and I've given encouragers and I've given leaders and prophets and I've given all these different things. despite all these gifts being available, he truly thought he was just something regular and he was ready to bow out. But because he didn't, and this is what you and I both need to hear, because we chose to believe that we were uniquely made and we were to serve in a function greater than us, he ended up changing the life of a dad and a son. Now, I know I just went from cartoon to real life back to cartoon, but here's the reality. In our way of thinking, you are meant to change someone's life around you. You are meant to affect the world around you. And until you find out that you're uniquely made to serve a specific purpose, not by yourself like some lone ranger, but literally in the body of Christ, guess what? The moment you discover that, you discover that you are, well, you're a master builder. You are something special. So you might not believe this about yourself. You might believe that you are an afterthought. I just want to tell you now, God doesn't make mistakes, and he didn't make a mistake with you. And you are a living, breathing, not just human, but a masterpiece of God's. Let's pray. God, I pray right now that every ear that is hearing this, every eye that is watching this, I pray that they believe, they come to a full understanding that you created them on purpose with intention to show off your handiwork. And no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're struggling with, God, I pray that you continue to show us that you didn't do this for disaster, you didn't do this for our harm, but you did this so that we could be whole and find happiness and health on the backside. So Lord, if you gave me the gift of teaching or preaching or encouragement or exhorting, Lord, I take that gift now and I use it. And for everyone listening, whatever their, if it's a gift of help, it's if it gives a gift of peace, if it's a gift of giving, whatever it be, God, I pray they use that gift so they can find who they are in the bigger whole. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in to our podcast or our digital stream here. If you like the content, I'm going to encourage you to give us a 5-star thumbs up, share, forward, comment, whatever it might be. And the biggest thing is we'd love to hear from you because we're excited that you're taking your next step in a growing relationship with Jesus Christ. We'd love to take some time to celebrate that with you. God bless you.